To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Friday has arrived, news listeners, and time to get your news show started. It is the 12th of August, 2022. Here comes some of the highlights of the best technology news going on, and we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. We know Apple's new iPhone, iPhone 14, not that far away, but you might have to dig a little deeper inside your pockets. According to our main man Ming over there in China, the iPhone 14 that's coming up is looking to be a lot more expensive than the iPhone 13. Our main man Ming believes that the average selling price of the combined iPhone 14 lineup may actually increase by 15%. Yeah, that's quite a bit. But then again, that's like everything else now, isn't it? Now, to give you a little idea of what we're talking about here, the standard iPhone 13 model, it's $799. That's with carrier discounts, by the way. The Pro and the Max models, well, that's $999 and $1,099. iPhone 14, well, starting price, $100 more. And we're hearing for the Pro Max models, could be up to $250 to $300 more. Yeah, that's not just a little increase, that's very substantial. Now, the reason why it's such an increase for maybe the Pro Max models, they're actually rumored to get the bulk of upgrades. Meaning all the bells and whistles, yeah, have been kind of pushed that way. Plus, they're expected to come with the new A16 chip and support that always-on display. Something that we're hearing that's not going to be happening for the basic iPhone 14 model. Speaking of price increases, here comes another one. Disney Plus and Hulu. So this is going to affect a lot of our U.S. listener base. Though we're hearing price increases for Disney Plus around the world, it's also going to happen as well. Maybe just not at the same time. Again, not just a little increase. Currently in the U.S., Disney Plus is $7.99 a month. Well, get ready to spend $3 more a month. This is all starting December 8th in the U.S. And according to Disney, the price increase is because they are in a restructuring phase. I guess customers got to pay for restructuring now. Now, a lot of that restructuring phase might have to do with an ad-supported tier. There has been rumors that a $7.99 ad-supported version will be coming. Now, if you're a Hulu subscriber in the U.S., yeah, it's also going up. If you're on ad-free right now, well, that's $13 a month. That's going up a buck. And the ad-supported version, yeah, it's also going up a buck. $6.99 to $7.99 a month. And those of you ESPN Plus fans, no, that's not included. And finally, stretch out your palm and pay. At least if you're in California at 65 Whole Foods stores. That's right, Amazon's palm reading payment technology will soon be available at a Whole Foods store near you, again, if you're in California. And a lot of locations in Los Angeles will be the first ones to get the new technology. Though it's not completely new, palm-based payments were actually available in a whole bunch of other different stores in Seattle and even Austin, Texas. Apparently, Amazon thought, though, we need to go full on in California. Now, yeah, you're still going to have to stop at the terminal before you go out the store. You won't have to pull out your phone anymore. You just pull out your palm. The bigger question is, though, is how people are going to adapt to it, particularly when there's some third party involved. There's been worry over palm data that could actually be misused or stolen, you know, just like fingerprints or retinal scans. Amazon has said it has maintained that it holds info in secure, one exclusive cloud storage. But then again, it is a cloud storage and it's online. So really, at the end of the day, is anything secure? Yeah, probably not. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. We'd also love your support for the news show. If you love this show, we need your help right now so we can keep going. britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Support us over there for literally as little as $5 a month. Also, check us out on our social media destinations, Facebook at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and the community we'd love for you to be a part of, and join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, it is weekend time. Have no fear, though, we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday, have a fantastic weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.